Holy crap, I found another questionnaire to answer. Yes, finally. I can ramble some more and possibly go to sleep later because rambling makes me tired. Seriously, rambling burns off energy that I have stored up and I need to burn off quickly so I can go to bed. And if I'm not burning off the energy, then I'm probably going to burn off being bored and complaining. Excuse me if I sound congested. I'm dealing with a lot of build up. Not say because of allergies, because my system is really messed up. So I'm going to sound congested for a minute. Oh boy. But yeah, this one's a nice lengthy questionnaire by Miss. Thank you for making it so long. I have a lot to talk about. And I have my fan on in the background again. Because it's hot. Really, really hot. So I might just take this off. There we go. I feel a bit better now. So, yeah, let's go ahead and get started because this is going to be a while. Do tags matter or do I just read the title? Tags matter a lot. I mostly aim for male posters, but if there's a female one that I'm very interested in and it has the right tags that I'd be into, then I will listen to it. I've treaded in dangerous waters because of tags, and come to find out I like some of the rape audios, which I should feel bad for, but I don't at this point. And yeah, usually I look at a tag and go, I'm into that, let's listen to it. How much time do I spend making and editing an audio? Well, I ad-lib everything I do for right now. So it may take a few hours for me to come up with an idea, or a few days come up with an idea. And then when I start to actually record, I'm doing it as I go. So I might have to pause the audio, think what I need to say, then say it like a couple of times so I can remember. Then continue and stop and repeat the process all over again. So it may take at least up to 30 minutes to an hour for me to make the audio. And if I need to get sound effects for or make sound effects of my own, it's going to add on maybe another 10 or so minutes, especially since I can't download any sound effects during the day. I learned tonight. And editing takes no time at all. I just skip through it, listen to it once, skip through and edit out the mistakes, clean it up a little bit. Sometimes I just do it naked because I'm either lazy or it just sounds fine as is. So making it takes maybe an hour or two, but editing takes roughly 20 minutes or so. That's what I've, how much time I estimate so far from what I've made, the other audios I've made so far. The pros and cons of recording. Cons for me, since I live with my family, is I can't be as natural and as loud as I want to. There's only one audio I have that's actually me being loud, and that was my blowing off steam one when I'm actually masturbating. The other ones I have to whisper and get real quiet and just be able to do like that, and it sucks because I want to be loud. I am a very loud person. I speak loudly. That's just who I am. But the pros so far, I'm feeling a little bit more confident. I'm kind of liking my voice a bit, even though I still kind of hate it. But right now I'm just dealing with it as best as I can. Speaking of my voice, I need to go get some water because my throat's kind of hurting. But yeah, for right now, my pros are kind of like I'm being a little bit more out there. I used to be, riddled with anxiety. I still am. And I'm worried about, my self-esteem, and this is pretty much helping my self-esteem. I'm trying to learn about myself and try to love myself a bit better than I was when I was younger. Because I didn't have Reddit when I was younger. Either it was there and I didn't know about it until it was too late. I'm not that young, but yeah, I just see it as a way for me to be out there and to embrace myself a little bit more, to explore what turns me on sexually, what tickles my fancy and stuff. But the side effect is that I live with my folks and I can't be as loud and as natural as I want to be, and that makes me sad. But I can still do little whispers and for right now. I just gotta make sure my family doesn't hear me. That's why I do it at night. Okay, so now I got a nice fresh glass of water. And I popped a cough drop for a bit. My voice is about to go out. Okay, so let me continue before I forget what I was talking about. Okay, I finished with pros and cons. Okay, I have to listen to GWA. Have I gotten to any new kinks? Oh God, yes. The daddy little girl thing, not age play. Well, kind of sometimes age play, not the age play, but just the daddy little girl thing, a little bit. That used to be something I stayed far away from because mostly, people perceived it to be, creepy and stuff. But I kind of grown into it, except the photo ones on Tumblr. And I still side-eyed them really hard because God, because God, it's so bad. But yes, that and the really rough non-consensual stuff too, even though it's not tagged that way. But yeah, I've gotten into that too, even though I was kind of into it when I was younger. But I thought that, why am I thinking this way? It's kind of disgusting. Maybe I'm, maybe it's just a phase or something. But no, it came right the fuck out. Right the fuck out. And it's I don't feel as bad, but I wouldn't talk about it in front of a group of people that I've known for a very long time, because I can feel the side eye coming from them right now if I told them that. And you definitely can't go on Tumblr with that, because people will eat you up and it would not be fun. And I understand. But yeah, for right now, it's like the only two things I've kind of gotten into and gotten back into. But other than that, not much. Just the only two that I've kind of gotten back into. But yeah. Do I like the sound of my own voice? No. I still hate it. And one of the things I hate about going through and editing audios is listening to my voice. And I have to sit there for 20 minutes, listen to my voice, and just hate it. Hate it. Hate it. I don't like it. I've been told that people find my voice to be very sweet, very kind, very sexy. But me, I hate it. Because I have this tendency to notice that I sound like I have a cold every time I kind of breathe in or every time I talk. And and I notice it, and it is burned into my mind now. But I hopefully will slowly like my voice one day. But tonight will not be the night. I I don't really have a favorite kind of audio. But anything that's outside GWO, if I'm talking about that, if I can dig into that a little bit, any like role playing relationship kind of thing where we deal with cuddling and holding each other and all that stuff, that ooey gooey mushy stuff. I'm more of a romantic more than anything. Which is as always I've always been. I've been more of a kind of like a romantic. But anything that's digging into naughty stuff too, I like that too. But that's like mostly my favorite. And anything that's really rough. I may be romantic, but I'm into the rough stuff as well. And yeah, it's polar opposites, but that's just me. That's just me. Oh man. Sorry, I gotta take a break and get some water. My throat's trying to hurt. Been talking for 20 minutes straight earlier. Do I have any regrets about the clips I've made? No. And if someone was to find them and, call me out on it or something like that, I still wouldn't, because I'm a grown ass woman and I should do whatever the fuck I want. I'm expressing myself. I found it in a way to be the to be myself out there. And just for someone to hear me. For right now, I don't at all. I mean, there's a lot of stuff I've done and I've said that I regret, but doing the audios that I've done so far, which is only like three of them, I don't. Even the masturbation one I've done recently, I don't regret it at all, because that's years overdue for me to do something like that, because I've had people listen to me one-on-one through Skype or whatever, and I've actually had some a group of people listen to me through I think it was I don't think it was TeamSpeak or something. I don't think it was TeamSpeak, but that was like long ago. But no, I don't regret it at all. Do I have a Gone Wild audio crush? Yeah, but the thing is, they haven't posted in a while. I don't want to say it. I actually have three guys so far, and they all haven't posted in a while. It But recently, I've been going through what's his name? Carnivore stuff. I've been going through his stuff, and oh. My God, I could go on forever how much I love his normal voice, his dumb voice. When he gets really, really angry, it's just Usually, in a normal situation, it would scare the fuck out of me. If you heard any of the stuff, it would probably scare the fuck out of me. But in that context, whoo, I'm getting hot. And his sub voice is just, it makes me melt. I want to cry. It's beautiful. But I love his stuff, like, so far. I really, really hope and pray he comes back and posts something new, because I miss it. And I have to go through and listen to like his old stuff, and it's like the only relief I have, and it's the only thing I have, God, let me stop. I'm going forever. I'm very passionate about people's voices sometimes, and if I get too passionate, sorry. Oh man, it's like you meet someone, and you get to the point where you're kind of like, you can't get enough of them, and you have no, you just can't stop talking about them. That's killing me. Oh boy. But yeah. Excuse me, I have had to pop the cough drop back in because my throat's still kind of hurting. But yeah, wherever you are, please come back. Because I haven't seen any new stuff from a while. Let me get off this topic. It's like a rabbit fangirl. I need to stop. Would I have sex while porn was being played? No. 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 Hold on. Excuse me. Now, if it was like foreplay, yes. During the act, no. You need to focus on me, buddy. You need to focus on me. Unless it's like foreplay, I don't mind. My most embarrassing, funny sexual experience with anyone? Alone? I'm trying to think. Oh, years ago, I was having phone sex with someone that was really interesting going out with. But before that, I had kind of gotten into a relationship with someone and it kind of went sour. But I still liked them. And while we were, things were getting heated, we were both, you know, really getting into it. And then all of a sudden, I moaned the wrong name. We both stopped, and I was like, because I remember both of their names started with an A. And they were like, oh my God, did you really do that? And I was like, oh, I am so sorry. And from then it was kind of awkward and we kind of had to stop and that was it. I am very surprised I remember that because that was so long ago and I had that buried deep inside of my brain. And I want to forget, but I remember. You bring it back memories. This questionnaire sucks. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I definitely remember that. You never moan the wrong name with someone. It spoils the moment and it makes everything awkward. And then you have to be like, oops, sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I wonder how they're doing, by the way. I haven't talked to them in a while. I don't think I'll ever get a chance to talk to them again. Excuse me. Do I prefer to watch others have sex or have others watch me? I rather prefer to watch them because I don't want someone to watch me. Excuse me. I rather watch them. Plus, it's kind of like my thing. I'd rather watch them and get off on it rather than the other way around. Because I don't feel comfortable. But I've never been in a situation where I actually get a chance to watch someone. But I hope one day I'll be able to and that'll be the best day of my life. And I will never, ever, ever forget it. What's the weirdest way I've gotten myself off? I'm trying to remember. I don't think hopping a pillow is like weird because I know a lot of people that do that. I remember days were hard times were hard and I was young and didn't have money to get a toy and I wasn't old enough. So I had to use a pillow. It wasn't the best because I didn't get much satisfaction rubbing my clit. Oh, how stupid was I back then? But I used to just hump a pillow and be like, yeah, I'm totally getting off. I never got off on it. God, I don't want to talk about it anymore. What's the fastest way to get me to come? Talk as dirty as you can. I mean, get really... Get really, what's the word I'm looking for? Primal? Just get really deep down and don't call me names enough to be hurtful. Just call enough to actually be able to get me off, because it's a line. If you cross it, I'm not gonna come for you, buddy. But yeah. Yeah, it's like the fastest. Talk as dirty as you can and praise me a lot. Say good girl and or pat my head or, you know, just, oh god, whew, sweaty again. But yeah, that's like the fastest way to actually to get me to come, is by lots of dirty talk and lots and lots and lots of praise, and then I will come for you and you will like it. Name something about someone that would instantly turn me off. There's a few. Being really obnoxious and really, really, really clingy. I used to not mind it, but then I have to deal with people, now I actually dealt with people that's clingy. That and just being really, really childish. Ugh, God. Ugh. And of course, being that guy that sends me dick pics when I asked not to, or when I didn't ask for them, that really turns me off. Like, bruh. Let me go, yes, you may send your phallus to me so I may enjoy it. And you send it, and that's it. It's great. But if you do it without me going, hey, you can do that. Gotta show some courtesy and consent. I can't talk. If you don't have either one of those, then yeah, you'd be childish, clingy, obnoxious, and be that guy who sends dick pics to me without asking me. Because sometimes I will get disgusted. Depends. It depends. Now, if we're like really good friends or whatever, we know each other for a while and stuff, and we, you know, and then, yeah, you can send them, you know, without telling me. Definitely. But you gotta be, like, really buddy-buddy with me. Like, we can almost be, like, you know, kind of like family, but not really. Favorite place to come on a house when coming. Anywhere. Except my feet. I don't like my feet. I hate my feet. I have old people feet. I'm 23 years old, have old people feet. But yeah, anywhere. Anywhere is fine. Do I think love equals sex? Well, you can be in love with somebody, but not want to have sex with them. Or the other way around. Like, there are people that I know that I just want to fuck up. I want to fuck them raw. But I don't want to be in a relationship with them. And the other way around. Like, I want to love them to death and just hold them and squeeze them. But at the same time, I don't want to fuck them. And if it happens, then woo! But, there are at least a good handful of guys that I've known that I want to love them to death and I want to fuck them to death at the same time. But do they go hand in hand? Maybe, maybe not. But I think, yeah, you can be in love with someone and not want to fuck them. Or you can want to fuck someone really bad but not really love them. That's about what you, about what you want. What do I like to be called? I don't mind being called baby girl. I don't know what it is about it. It makes me happy. It makes me blush. It makes me all giggly. Damn air freshener going off. I mean, I don't mind being called baby girl. At all, I do not mind. It just makes me feel warm and accepted. Yeah. Oh, okay, where was I? Am I a moaner, screamer, grunter, or grunt? All of them. But I'm more of a moaner, screamer kind of person. But if I have to be silent, I have to be silent, which is really hard because I'm a loud person. Like, I'm loud when I talk. I'm loud when I moan. I'm loud when I come, so... And I have a very loud laugh, too, on top of that. But yeah. The worst time I've been turned on. In the middle of class, back in high school. And that was mostly because I had a boyfriend in high school before he graduated. And I'm trying to remember. We would always go out in the stairwell and make out and stuff. And I would go back to class. I remember I would go back to class almost sweaty, and I know my panties were soaked. Because one time I actually went and got excused to go to the bathroom, which rarely happens because teachers won't let you go to the bathroom in the middle of class. So I took the hall pass, ran to the bathroom, and just fucking rubbed my clit until I came hard. It was hard because I didn't want to scream because he turned me on that bad. But I remember going back to class and I was still really turned on. And it was awful because I had to pay attention in that class. I had to pass the class. Remember, it was a geometry class. And I don't like math. I hate math. And I had to pay attention in class. And it sucked because I was turned on. I had just finished making out with him. He definitely wanted to slip his hands inside my panties. I knew he wanted to because he would always rub the outside of my panties. Jesus Christ, I fucking miss him. But no, I'm not going out with him anymore, sadly. He's engaged now, the last time I heard from him. But goddamn, he was the best. He would kiss my neck and, he would kiss my neck all the way down to my breast. And he would take his hand and rub it along my thigh and just rub it right between my legs and just, oof. Oh Lord, going to church Sunday. I've sinned. I have sinned. I have sinned in the stairwell. And I would do it again if I had the chance. That was the best thing I loved. Like that's a whole different other story. That's a whole different other story. My most extreme dude, man, I don't want to talk about my extreme fetish. We're gonna go there. Fucking love tentacles and egg laying. Jesus Christ, I'm a dirty, dirty bastard. But I love that shit to death. I blame Tumblr for it. I blame it. Because I would have nothing but hentai on my dash. But I would think that's extreme for me. But yeah, tentacles just pretty much raping your body wherever you like it or not, and depositing eggs up inside you and forcing you to push them out. Whew, I'm sorry, Where's my... Whew. Sweaty. But yeah, that's one thing I normally wouldn't admit. I wouldn't say out loud, but yeah. A lot of people don't know that, but you know now. You know now. You know now. And I'm not afraid to say it again. What's the one thing I'm embarrassed to admit that I like to try and admit? I'm pretty much an open person. Unless it's something like really icky and disgusting, I don't want to touch it. I'm pretty much open. But if you was to tell me something I didn't like, something I may not like or may not be comfortable with, then I may say no. But, I can't think of anything that would be embarrassed to, try. Woo! We're almost there, halfway done. Do I consider hair pulling sexy? Yes. You don't have to ask me again. Yes. Any audios that mentions hair pulling, I will give you a gold fucking star, a cookie, and probably would sit on your face. In that order. At the same time. Fucking love hair pulling. Fucking love it. Even though I'll probably get my hair cut soon because I want to color it. I love it. I love it. Do I enjoy bondage? Yes. Even though I haven't done it before, I do enjoy the concept of it. And I've always wanted to do it since I was young. I want to say about 15, 16 years old. But I wasn't, you know, I wasn't that much educated in it. And, you know the workings of it. So, yeah. Am I into playing with hot wax? I never tried it, but, I would if I had the opportunity. Have I ever been with someone older than me? Yes. But, every guy I've been out with have either, you know, have always been older than I am. Because I have a thing for older guys. But not, like, older. Like, if I had a chance, I probably would date a 30-year-old. My limp would probably be, like, 33 or so. That's not an invitation for you to slide up in my messages, though. I'm not looking. But yeah, the oldest guy to date I've been with was about 3 years older than me. But my limit is at least 5, 6, 7, 8 years older. I've tried going out with younger guys, but it never worked out. There's only one guy that's younger than I am that I'm actually interested in being with, and I'm not with them yet. I'm still keeping them I'm still keeping them on the edge of his seat. So maybe one day. Have I ever kissed someone of the same sex? No, unfortunately not yet. Not yet. One day. I wanted to kiss my friend once. Because I knew she was a lesbian. But I never had that opportunity. Because I was kind of a chicken to bring it up. And I was still kind of questioning my sexuality back then. Even though I'm still kind of questioning it now. Even though I'm still kind of stuck on what I think I am. But, yeah. Sigh. Have I tried anal? Not with anyone else but myself, yes. And I would probably do it again. But I've hurt myself before and it's not fun. Have I ever been double penetrated? No, but I want want to, though. I've thought about it. I want to. I really do. Have I had sex in public? No. But I really want to. It's like, it's been my ultimate fantasy as long as I can ever think of. It's... My heart, be still. Be still. It's like the one thing I really want to do. And I don't know if I ever have that chance. But I really hope I do. Oh, man. Do I like being handled roughly? Yes and no. Kind of like a maybe. Yeah, no. But I have been handled roughly before, so I wouldn't really know. But thinking of the concept of it, maybe. Am I very verbal in bed? Kinda. I kinda am. Sometimes. I'm just loud. But I am verbal. I'm a very verbal person anyways. Do I like receiving pain or giving it? Mostly receiving. Because I'm very, very, very sensitive to pain. And normally it would hurt. But in the right setting, in the right context, fucking love it. Love it. Love it. I wish I was so sensitive. Favorite item for spanking? Ooh, shit. I don't want to say switch or belt because that brings back... It brings back memories. Ow. But of course, my name is Paddle Pony, so paddles, durr. But seriously, the belts are kind of up there too, even though I have a very sore memory of those back when I was younger. Duh. Jeez. Yeah. Okay, now we're going to the random things, and then we're almost at the home stretch. Yes. And I can rest my voice for the rest of the night because it's getting strained. Oh boy. What's the worst porn I've watched? I haven't watched porn in a while. That reminds me. But, I can't think of anything. At all. But I think the worst porn is like the really, really fake ones. You know it's fake as hell. And it's just not natural at all. Which is most I watch why I watch, homemade stuff. Than professional things, because it's just fake and it's awkward and corny and I don't like it. It makes me feel awkward and I hate it. Just even thinking about it is making me uncomfortable. The weirdest fetish I ever heard of. Shit, man. I can't dig through Tumblr because my internet's down. That's a lot of weird shit I've seen. And lots of weird shit I wish I hadn't seen. I'm having flashbacks. I'm scared. Help. But I can't think of anything off the top of my head. Other than the scat fetish. I don't understand. Maybe, but no, like, no, And I accidentally stumbled into one of that once, and it was, oh, it turned me right the fuck off. I was like, nope. Why nobody didn't warn me before I clicked on this? I just, ugh. Yeah. I don't get it. Don't. It might sound like I'm kind of knocking it, but not really. And I just won't do it. If I became the person of the opposite sex for one day, what would I do? Probably the most obvious answer is masturbate like crazy. You know, but I haven't thought about actually having a dick, maybe like more than once. Especially at times when I really can't masturbate that often because time of the month and shit. That's what I'm thinking. Ugh, God, I wish I had a cock right now. That'd be so great. I can just sit down, just gently rub myself so I get hard and just jerk off as crazy as I can and just get off and it'd be fantastic. But no, I'm a girl. I don't get that wish. If it was possible to put my body into a male one for just a day, just admire every single nook and cranny and just masturbate furiously over, like, yes, I'm a dude, fuck yes. And then be sad. Wow, it's late, I'm tired, I'm rambling, and I'm getting crazy. Excuse me. What would I do in life if I didn't need to work for money? Sleep. Play games all day. Fart around on Tumblr and Reddit. And if I had all the money I need it for life, buy more games. Just games and more games and internet and Tumblr and Reddit and Twitter and all that stuff, and just sleep and be happy. And God. Maybe be around my folks more often. But I'll probably be so engrossed in playing games and stuff. I probably wouldn't be able to be with them. But yeah, mostly sleep. And just be myself. Which isn't a lot. Excuse me. Do I have any scars? Yes, I do, actually. I have a place on my leg where, when I was younger, I think I was 13 or 14, I think. And there was a big chunk of glass in the floor. And I had fell down and my leg hit the glass, and it was a nice, oh, I remember it. It was a nice, good sized hole in my leg. And I was so calm about it. I gently got up. I was like, ouch. Went to the bathroom, pulled the piece of glass out, and it was like bleeding like crazy. And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, shit. I cannot control this bleeding, so I cleaned out the wound and everything, and asked for a band-aid, slapped it on, and came on my business. That, and I have a scar on my stomach. It goes like between my boobs, all the way down to my belly button, and down there, and I have another one underneath my boob, and I don't know how I got that. I tried to ask my mom and ask her how I got it. She doesn't remember. And it's been a mystery like all these years. I don't know how I got it, but I still have it. It's like one of the distinguishing marks that I have on me, and it's weird. I kind of wish I knew how I got that mark. And of course I have chicken pox scars. for when I had chicken pox back when I was in third grade. I remember too. I was so pissed. I'm still mad. I was supposed to go to Jamestown the week I got the chicken pox, and I couldn't go. I know. I hear now that Jamestown isn't that fun to go to. It's not nothing there. But back then, that was the fucking trip you had to go on in elementary school. Like, you had to go to fucking Jamestown, man. You went to Jamestown, man? Oh, fuck yeah, man. I went to Jamestown. Nope, I didn't go. I stayed in a tub full of goddamn Aveeno oatmeal. I stayed in the goddamn tub until my chicken pox went away. So now I have scars, like, right above my butt and a little bit of my back, and I think my arm. Yeah, I think my arm and my leg near my ankle, or my left leg, I think. And I think that's about it. Yeah, I think that's it. I'm still mad about that, man. I'm still very salty about it. I wish I can go. Maybe one day. I don't have a most used phrase. I can't think of anything at all. Yeah, no, I can't think of anything. When was the last time I hurt so much? It hurt. Oh, God, tonight. Actually, several hours ago, I finally got a chance to talk to my crush on Skype and finally hear his voice. He is so adorable. Oh my God. I could go on all night about him. But yeah, I've been wondering so long. Like, we've known each other for like a year now. I want to say a year. I want to say 2 years. We've known each other for about, I want to say 2 years now. And I've never heard his voice or seen what he looked like. Finally got a chance to see what he looks like last week, and it made my day. And I finally got a chance to hear his voice tonight. He's just adorable with his stupid ass jokes and nerding about comic books and stuff. Normally stuff I'm not really into, but I could just sit there and just listen to him talking about comic book stuff and gaming and shit all fucking night, and he's just adorable with his bad jokes. God. He made me laugh so hard tonight, just after hearing his voice and him just being him. And just my face, I'm still grinning, my face still kind of hurts from him just making me laugh. It was great. It was great. 10-10, we'll do it again. Hopefully soon. And I'll be able to rave and rant about that. How do I feel about aliens and ghosts? Real or not? I kind of think aliens are real. Kind of. But ghosts? Maybe. Would spirits and ghosts be like the same thing? Because I kind of believe in spirits. Because I had this weird thing happen at my grandmother's house, like after like several months after she died, where she had a container in her home that would like hold cookies or whatever, and it was like a little cork container, and it was like plugged in tight. And I remember I was staying at her house, I was home alone at her house one day, and all of a sudden I heard someone go boop, and the door shut on its own. I was like, oh, grandma, no. Grandma, no. Grandma, no. Don't do this, bro. Don't do this. But now she just appears in my dreams, and it's so weird, and it's just, ooh, that's another subject for another day. Just, God. Just, I miss her. I miss Grandma. I'm sad now. I didn't want to end this way, but no, I that's done. We're done. Whew. I've talked for way too long. I'm going on 49, 50 minutes, almost an hour. So, I think I'm gonna call it right here because this is probably gonna take a while for me to, go through and edit and stuff, which I probably won't edit that much. So, I had a wonderful time just sitting here and rambling for a bit. It's almost 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm actually tired enough to go to sleep. I'm probably gonna listen to an audio that I, or well, two audios that I record, not I recorded, that I downloaded last night. And I am going to carry my ass to bed. So if you manage to sit down and listen for this long, thank you. I appreciate it for you listening to my rambling. And if you happen to skip along, how dare you? But seriously, though, no, thank you for listening to me and my rambling. And hopefully, I'll find another questionnaire or something to answer and post up when I can't do any dirty stuff, which is gonna be a while. But for right now, it's almost 6 o'clock. I need to go to bed. And once again, I have to be repeating myself. Thank you. Have a nice day, night, or what have you. For you.